Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure to look at all the announcements at the back of the bulletin. There are a number of upcoming events, youth events, faith and life events, and community events, and different things happening. One thing I do need to mention, though, is that we are moving the Saturday night service back into the sanctuary. So if you're planning on coming to worship on Saturday nights, we will be here in the sanctuary starting next week. And let's see, Boyd, I think you've got an announcement.
Good morning. I was just going to let everybody know that there's this summer, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, there's going to be a NALC get-together in Temple. It's every other year. Last year we had the convocation, and this year they get together just to do some things and meet and whatnot. And so just going to let anybody know that anybody that's interested in wanting to attend that, go by the office and talk with Katie. The church will pay your way, pay your admission price, and also get you there and back, whatnot. So anyway, if you want to attend that, just talk with Katie and sign up. And then also, another one, I have this one on my phone, though. On May the 11th, there's going to be a district meeting held in Lavernia. And that's going to be for the district to elect a new treasurer. So anybody who wants to attend that, also go to the office and chat with Katie, and we'll get you signed up for that one also. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Boyd. And Terry, got some announcements.
At my church growing up, we always had an annual picnic, and it was always fun because it was a chance for us to come together of all ages as a community of faith and enjoy each other and get to know each other. And we're going to have one of those too in just a couple of weeks on the 28th. We are going to do church, and then we're going to walk over to the Parish Fellowship Hall and have a time of all-generational Sunday school learning time real quick. And then we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to have a meal together and have a picnic together. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks available for you. We'd love to have all ages there. If you want to really do the picnic, bring your blankets and your camp stuff, and you can sit outside and eat. If you don't want hot dogs and hamburgers, bring your own. But we'll then go into some games. We'll have, three-legged race, the potato sack race. We're going to have all kinds of different things. It's going to end with a battle of the ages again. Last year, the ages won the volleyball game, and I know the youth are looking forward to a rematch. So if you don't want to go in those games, bring your dominoes and your cards and match up inside and have a good time together so we can all be together and enjoy a time of community of faith. So we are sign up sheets over in the annex and also out back downstairs and also at the church office so that we can kind of get an idea how many to prepare for as far as the food. But please consider spending a little time together as a congregation.
All right, thank you, Terry. Are there other announcements? Any other announcements this morning? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
In the Word was life. The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything will be old.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. To the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world, rescuing us from the hopelessness of death. Grant your faithful people a share in the joys that are eternal. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing our hymn, Be Thou My Vision. You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord. Our psalm is Psalm 4, and we'll read it responsively. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I am hard pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase. The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward to the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. And let's chat a little bit. I've got a question for you today. Now, has everybody have a good Easter? Great. Come on up. There they are. You know, one of the things I love about the Bible and our scriptures is every time you read it, you might read these stories over and over again. There's always this one little thing that might stick out to you that you've never seen or heard before. Call them little nuggets, okay? And in this gospel lesson is a nugget that I've always wondered about. And I started to have to think about it a little bit this week, and I think I may have come up with something. We'll see. But this little nugget was, Jesus is telling them all about the scriptures and everything, and they're his disciples. They've seen these things. They've heard him talk. They've heard him teach. They've heard him say about God's love. They saw his death and resurrection, and he's telling them again. And then there's this little nugget. He opens their minds to understand the scriptures. And I'm going, wait a minute, weren't they there? Didn't they see all this stuff? And then I started to think about that. So that brings us to our question today. How many of you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Okay, and if you like other sandwiches, that's okay too, but I want you to think about it the same way, because we've got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are wonderful, aren't they? They've got this wonderful, I've got part of it here. I've got this wonderful, beautiful purple jar of jelly, right? Of grape jelly, right? And I've got this wonderful peanut butter jar, right? Brand new, haven't even been opened. And then we've got this wonderful bread to go along with it, to put it all between, right? That's great, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right? But as wonderful and sweet as this jelly is, it's not part of the sandwich yet. And as wonderful and probably smelling wonderful as this peanut butter, it's not part of the sandwich yet. And there's still nothing between the bread, because nothing's been opened yet. And sometimes we have trouble opening it, right? We need a little help. And I kind of think maybe that's what's going on here in our scriptures today. Jesus knows that they know about the things that he's taught. They know about the wonderful things they've seen, and they've been witnesses to the resurrection and everything, but they haven't been able to put it together to make that wonderful sandwich yet. They needed a little help opening the jars and putting it together. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? And that's why we come to this place. We hear the things, we sing the songs, and we hear the preaching, and we hear the Sunday school lessons. But we need to let the Spirit be here with us and put it all together in that wonderful sandwich we call faith. Because as it said, we are witnesses to everything, just like it says in the gospel. We're witnesses to the Bible and stories. We're witnesses to the wonderful songs. If you listen to the words in the songs sometimes, they're really beautiful. And if you listen to the stories in Sunday school over and over again, you might understand something new every time. Find that little nugget in it that you maybe never saw before or heard before. And when you put them together, it makes a wonderful, glorious sandwich called faith. So, I hope you will be here so that the Spirit can open those jars. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us this place, for the witnesses to come and hear about you and then go out and share that and be witnesses to all that we have heard and seen and share God's love and glorious resurrection with all those outside in the world that haven't heard that story yet. bring us to this place. Let us have a joyous time here. And send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds so that your scriptures may put together the glorious sandwich of faith. Amen. Thank you for coming today.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we read in John's Gospel the story of what happened on that first Easter evening of the disciples locked together in the upper room. Today, we hear that same story that comes from Luke, and there's some variations on that, and Luke also adds another story as well that comes right before our reading that we read in the in our gospel lesson today is the story of the walk to Emmaus, where Jesus met a couple of disciples on the road. They didn't recognize him, but they were discussing all the things that had happened, the cross and the resurrection, and it wasn't until he sat down and ate with them that they recognized him. And so the scene for today opens up back in Jerusalem. The disciples are all huddled together, and they are sad. They are devastated. They are upset. They maybe even be angry. After all, they had given Jesus everything. They had made a full commitment to Jesus over the last few years. They had given up family. They had given up their homes. They had given up their jobs. They had given up their friends just to come and follow Jesus, to hear what he had to say, to see what he had to do, to follow him, because they had given their full commitment because they thought that he truly was the Messiah who was sent from God. They believed that. And now they were devastated. Peter had warned Jesus earlier, don't go to Jerusalem. It's a dangerous place. They are out to get you. But Jesus would have none of that. And so he went to Jerusalem. And then too, the disciples went along as well then too, and they saw all the events that took place. And sure enough, Jesus went and got himself killed. He was arrested, tried, brutalized, hung on a cross to die, and he was buried. He was gone. He was dead. And they couldn't understand what all just happened. Why is he gone? They were just terribly upset. Their whole world had been turned upside down. Now, earlier in that day, several of the women had gone to the tomb to anoint Jesus with spices, and they came back and said, Jesus is risen. No, people don't rise from the dead, but they said, yes, Jesus is risen. They wouldn't believe the women. And then, too, here in Luke's gospel, it's those disciples that Jesus met along the road to Emmaus that came running back all the way to Jerusalem, and they had told the disciples as well, too. Jesus is alive. We have seen him. And then it happened. Jesus did come into the room, and he said, peace be with you. And they were shocked and they were surprised. You can imagine when Jesus came in that you could hear just the chairs being pushed back, people gasping to see somebody, to see Jesus come back from alive. Maybe they're about ready to jump out of the window because they thought he was a ghost. But he wasn't a ghost. He showed them his hands and his side and his feet, and he asked for something to eat, and he ate with them. He said, peace be with you. Peace be with you. You know, sometimes I think we get like the disciples. We get feeling like the disciples. We have made commitments. We throw our whole life into something, whether it's commitments to our husbands, to our wives, to our kids or to our parents, to other family members, to friends. We make commitments to work. We make commitments to school. We make commitments to projects, to church, to all these places, to all these organizations. We throw ourselves into it. We go wholeheartedly into it, thinking we are going to do good. But then everything goes haywire. It just doesn't work out like we had planned it to. Our vision is not there anymore. things go bad. People treat us wrong. People don't want to cooperate. There's disasters that happen. We ourselves get caught up in something else. And we feel devastated. We feel lost. We don't know how to fix it. Sometimes we just want to go crawl under a rock, just like the disciples wanted to go crawl up in that upper room, lock the doors, shut the whole world away. We get like that at times. Life just does not go well for us, even though we have thrown ourselves into it. But here in the story, Jesus comes in and he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus comes to us and he says, "Peace be with you." Now, we don't really have a good understanding of what peace is. This peace that Jesus says in the Old Testament times would have been shalom. In the Hebrew language, it is shalom. And shalom means so much more than just peace. When we think of peace, we think of an absence of conflict or, you know, things are going well at that point. But shalom is a blessing. It's a blessing that says, may it be well with you, with your whole being. May everything that you are under, whatever you go through, may you still have peace. I think a widow woman kind of had this in mind as her husband had recently died, and she wanted to put something on his tombstone. So she wrote two wonderful sentiments on that tombstone. One was, "Rest in peace." I think she had made peace with the fact that, yes, he was gone, and she wished for him to be at comfort and at peace now. And then she also wrote, "Until we meet again," because of the love and the time that they had spent together in the family. Two wonderful things to write on a tombstone, but if you put them together, it didn't come out quite right. "Rest in peace until we meet again." And I think that's kind of what our peace is here on this earth. That's the way we think of peace. That you may have a pleasant peace. That, you know, things may be going well with you. But until there's conflict again. May you have peace until there's conflict. May you have peace until a war starts up. May you have peace until things fall apart. That's our peace. The peace that comes from God is even when things fall apart, that you may still have peace. And that is basically the story of the resurrection. That Jesus was able to overcome everything. Even though things were going haywire, even though the religious leaders were after him, the religious leaders had him arrested and had him condemned to die, Jesus overcame that because he rose from the dead. Or even the Roman government, the Roman soldiers, the most powerful force on earth during that time, politically and militarily, Jesus was able to overcome that because he rose from the dead. Even the powers of Satan, the powers of evil, Christ overcame that. There is peace. There is peace. Christ even overcame death. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. And Jesus rose from the dead. Even death could not keep Jesus. And as we believe in Jesus, as we have that faith to believe in Jesus, comes that peace, knowing that no matter what happens to us in this life, God's still going to win the final victory. There is still a place for us. We will still live forever with God in peace. That's that sense of shalom. So no matter whatever life throws at us, no matter how cruel people are to us, no matter how much we mess up and feel the shame and feel the guilt, there peace is still possible. That's the idea of shalom. Here in this lesson today, Jesus comes and he says to his disciples, "Peace be with you." But that's not the last things that he said to Jesus, and according to Luke's version of this story. He also says, "You are to be witnesses of these things." They are eyewitnesses now that they have seen Jesus alive. They were there. They saw Jesus crucified. They helped place him in the tomb. They knew he was dead. and now they have seen him again. Jesus says you are to be witnesses, to go out. And so what are we supposed to do now? We believe in this resurrection. We know that Christ died for our sins, that he rose to bring us new life. So what are we supposed to do? Tell you what, this is what we do. We go out and we kiss frogs. We go out and kiss frogs. Most of you know the story of the frog and the princess. The short version goes something like this. An evil witch turned a prince into a frog. And the only way to break the spell was for a fair young maiden to come along and kiss the frog. Well, the frog sat there. Who wants to kiss a frog? He sat there day in and day out, close to the ground, full of warts and full of slime. Until one day, there's a fair maiden that comes along and she kisses the frog. And poof, he turns back into a prince. And as you know, the story ends, they live happily ever after. But that's what we are supposed to do. We're to go out and kiss the frogs. There's a lot of frogs in this world. We're all frogs to a certain extent. We are covered in the warts of sin. We are also covered in the slime of our own doing. We get to feel like we're low to the ground, that we're ugly, that nobody wants us, that everybody is neglecting us. We feel like frogs until someone comes along and kisses us. And poof, we are returned back to who we are supposed to be. We realize who we are supposed to be. Children of God, created in his image. We are here, created in the image of God, to serve God, to remember what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And so our job is to go out there and to be the witnesses to that, to go out and kiss the frog. Sometimes I feel like I'm the frog. Somebody needs to come and kiss me to make me feel new once again. And that power is done through the power of Jesus Christ, to make us new, to make us whole, to make us be who we are to be, children of God, created in his image. Christ in his resurrection has blessed us with his peace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, Lord, you give the great commission.
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
We believe in the Lord, the Lord, the
living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer us in steadfast love. Gracious God, make your church in your image. In its words, let unbelievers hear your challenge, forgiveness, and invitation. In its deeds, let them see your love. In its worship, let them see your beauty. In its cross-bearing, let them see your life. Lord, in your mercy. Make this congregation bold to proclaim you as our risen Lord. Help us to speak and act in ways that reflect your holiness and love to those around us. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to our children your dearest blessings. Teach them to trust you with all their heart and to find happiness in sharing your love with their friends and family. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, deliver all people from the powers of sin, evil, and death. Raise up leaders who seek to do your Father's will. Especially we pray for our elected and appointed leaders and for the welfare of this country. Establish your people in righteousness, liberty, and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Look with kindness upon all who tend the land and feed the nations with the fruit of their labor. Make them wise and faithful stewards of your bounty. Grant sun and rain in due measure, and preserve your good land from blight, drought, flood, wind, and fire. Lord, in your mercy. We pray on behalf of all whose needs of body, soul, and mind are great. Change their suffering into patient endurance and their sorrow into enduring hope. Especially we lift before you the needs of Llewellyn Smiley, Lori Barfeld, Hope Gentry, Rosa Harton, Joe Barnes, the prison in Beeville, Lynn Magura, Pastor Craig Sturm, and for peace of Jerusalem. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we thank you for fulfilling all your promises to those who died trusting in you. Comfort those who mourn. Walk with us throughout life's journey. Transform us into your blessed likeness. On that great day, when we see you face to face, let us with perfect clarity see you also in the faces of all whom you have redeemed. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to us all that is in accordance with your will, dear Jesus, and accomplish your salvation among us. For you are risen from the dead and dwell in majesty with your Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you're invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.